I like to say I don't believe in ghosts, so I don't get haunted by one. Ella Henderson.
Welcome to Ghost Spaghetti, the podcast where two people talk about all things ghosts and occasionally something spaghetti while being experts at neither. My name's Jason.
My name's Red.
And today I want to talk about ghost tours.
Oh, you want to talk about ghost tours?
I do.
All right, well, let me tell you. You brought it up, so let me tell you about one I went on. It was semi-recently, and it was in San Juan Capistrano. And you tell me when you want me to expand on something. But it was an evening tour. It was in the October season, though I believe they do them year-round. I'm not sure. You're welcome to double-check me. And I'll say this. It was a great time. I arrived. Parking was easy. The location rocked. And I really like how during the duration of the tour, we kind of spent one leg on each plane. On one side, we were spending time in the history of the location, a very storied, very historic area. But we were also spending time in the modern era, talking about things and people that could possibly intersect with the lives we were living now, stories that happened within the last several decades. So it was a lot of fun. And when I signed up to go, I did get a confirmation email that had some restaurants suggested. And what I loved about these restaurants is they ended up kind of coming back on the tour as a callback. They had their own lore and information associated with it. So that was pretty cool. And during the course of the tour, there were some spots that focused on, I would say, energies or education, ghost education. You know, this kind of ghost might be here. This kind of energy might be here. But some of it was some, I guess, for lack of a better term, true stories, or at least, you know, retellings of things that probably happened, or at least things that were experienced by some people. So it was a bit of a mix of like, this is what this means, or this is what this theory is about, but also this person said they felt this, or this person experienced that. So that was pretty cool. And at the end of the day, you could easily build a whole day around this San Juan Capistrano ghost event. And let me go ahead and give them a shout out. And yes, spaghetti friends, I know I just said all that stuff, but I actually didn't say any stories or any nuggets from the tour. You know why? Because here at Ghost Spaghetti, we want to lift, uphold, we want to cherish our ghost tours. We want all the ghost tours to continue existing. Right. That means, yes. We are not spoiling anything. We want you to go on these ghost tours. We want you to pay these people for the work, the storytelling, the research that they do. So I am not giving anything away. You got to go. You got to put in the effort. You got to pay the money. Go on these ghost tours because they rock. We want all these ghost tours supported. We want everyone inspired to do their own ghost tours, all that good stuff. Anywho, I would definitely suggest to look it up, hauntedoc.com. for the San Juan Capistrano ghost tour. And again, pay attention to your emails after you go, if you go, by the way, because they're going to have some restaurant recommendations that are going to pop up during the course of the tour.
Is that near the Mission?
Absolutely. So if you're also a bit of a Mission buff, you're going to hear a little bit about just the local area. And I promise you, you will hear about the Mission itself, and it'll totally be worth it. Okay, go ahead. You brought up the subject. Let's hear what you got to say.
Okay. I recently went to San Diego.
San Diego?
I did. And besides eating everything we could, we went on a ghost tour, which was extremely good. It was well done. Our ghost guide was hilarious, and she definitely dropped us into the local history, which is rooted in the Old West and the Old Town San Diego and all the ancient structures there.
Very ancient.
Very ancient. And We went to, I guess I won't give anything away, but we definitely stopped by the Whaley House, which is, as you know, is the so-called most haunted house in America.
Yeah. My understanding is the Whaley House and the, what is it? The other one, the gun one?
The Winchester?
My understanding, which may be incorrect, but what are you going to do? If I'm incorrect, email me. But if I'm not, just this is my understanding. Those are the two places designated by Congress to be haunted, which is pretty rad. I'll say that.
Yeah, I think you're right. The tour guide mentioned that. She said that. I guess they stopped doing that recently, like in the last like 10 years or so.
Oh.
So now like there aren't any more federally registered haunted places.
I don't know what public official I need to write to, but I think a letter writing campaign is necessary.
I agree. I think we should lobby for haunted register.
Yes. Please focus on what's haunted, what's not. Come on. Get it together.
Yeah. How do they even decide? Is it like, you know, is it like canonizing a saint? Is it like that where you need three examples? But the Whaley House is definitely creepy. It's just old. What's cool about the Whaley House is that it just exists in the middle of O-Town, meaning like you can walk up and stand on the porch at 2 o'clock in the morning if you wanted to. It's just kind of there. There was a courtyard you can walk around. It isn't like behind a gate or anything. I mean, they do lock it, but it's not just behind any sort of like barrier, which is I found fascinating. But the tour was really good. You jump on a bus and you stop at about four locations, jump out, and the tour guide gives you a little bit of history, and she's got visual aids with her to show you who the ghosts were or the legends. There's a lot of Wyatt Earp going on.
I had no idea.
Yeah, apparently he lived there. He lived in L.A., and then he moved to San Diego. Yeah, so... he killed a bunch of people back there, and their ghosts are still angry at him for doing that.
Oh, rightfully so.
Another stop. Again, not giving anything, no stories, but we stopped at the Villa Montezuma, which is a beautiful home in the neighborhood, kind of close to downtown, modern San Diego, modern downtown, I should say. And we had a quick little history lesson from a historian there who, well-told story, was scary. And the building is like made out of complete redwood, so it smells good in there. Definitely recommend that. It's called Haunted San Diego Ghost Tour. Definitely give it a shout out and check that out if you're ever in town.
Okay, I absolutely will do that. All right, so I know you've been on some ghost tours. I've been on some ghost tours. We've also probably both been on some like cool people, historic walking tours. If you're a cool person, you're all about the historic walking tour.
That's right.
So have you ever experienced anything supernatural on a tour?
I went on a ghost tour and a family trip in Tombstone, Arizona.
Cool.
And, yeah, it was pretty cool. And we were like on a trolley, and as we passed the Birdcage Theater, which we should probably do an episode on.
Yes.
As we're cruising by, I thought I saw somebody move behind the glass. And I turned and I looked at my mom, and she gave me the look that she saw it too. It was really quick, just movement, like a shadow in front of a light or something. But that's the extent of
that. That is amazing.
Yeah. How about you? Have you seen anything?
Okay. Well, technically, no. But I semi-recently attended a esoteric tour. And if you're in L.A., or actually even if you're not in L.A., it behooves you to look up esoteric, E-S-O-T-O-U-R-I-C. Esoteric is, I believe, two people, and they just do the most amazing tours. They have lots of great content on their social media feeds, and they are strong advocates for the city of Los Angeles. Honestly, I cannot fangirl enough about these two, especially the woman, Kim Cooper. She is just amazing. Don't get me started, or get me started, whatever behooves you. wow, like her writing, her insight, like these two just, I'm so thankful that these two are crusading to save Los Angeles, or at least like the best parts of Los Angeles. Anywho, enough about that for right now. They recently had a specialty tour about Leo Pelliti. He is an acclaimed artist in Los Angeles. He did a lot of local art. He also did some illustrations, did books, and he was one of the people crusading to save Bunker Hill. Anyway, they did a tour celebrating his life, going over the locations that were important to him. And they did have one stop where some people reported feeling some sort of supernatural activity. And I will totally, totally say I am unfortunately not one of the people who experienced it. As much as I would have loved to have been one of them, I was not. I guess I was oblivious, too enraptured in whatever I was looking at. But yeah, definitely some people reported feeling or something. I don't want to give it away. Please look at their social media feeds if you want the whole story. But when you look at their feeds, know that what they report, unfortunately, I was not in the loop. But one day something magical will happen and I will be paying attention enough to observe it. But since we're talking about tours, what I want to know, why do you like tours in general? Like, what is it about a ghost tour for you?
I like that, you know, you feel, you get immersed in the city that you're in. Or I try to get, when I travel, I try to find a ghost tour, even if it's just a town that's not really known for supernatural stuff. Because I feel like all cities have their history, their own kind of haunted, you know, goings on. So I do that, or at least try to, anywhere. Like San Antonio, you learn about the Alamo and their ghosts.
And the basement.
And the basement where the bikes are held. Mm-hmm. And in San Diego, which you don't really, not a lot of people know or are familiar with. So that's what I try to do. So I get a feeling for the town, which is, I feel, you can't really get, unless you take a walking tour, like Esoteric does. How about you? What do you like about them?
I love local history. I like to learn about a city by learning about its forefathers, by learning about what it's been through. I like how ghost tours, at least the ones I've been on, they'll tell you some of the early stuff, like from the founding days. But they'll also tell you about the more recent stuff, like what happened in the 80s, the 90s, the 70s. Let me share a quick little Philadelphia story with you. I did go, I wouldn't call it a ghost tour per se, but it was definitely a history tour. I believe it's the Dirty Philly tour. It was amazing. I think it's referenced on one of those Anthony Bourdain shows. And I went on this tour, never been to Philadelphia, you know, person there by themselves. Go on this tour. I learned so much about the founding fathers, about the location, about the people who spent time in Philadelphia. A lot of history. The Liberty Bell's there, Independence Hall, and a lot of the people who we consider, again, founding fathers spent a lot of time there, even if they didn't live there per se. Anyway, as you know, Red's a genius. Went on the tour, had my phone. Didn't have my car or anything because I'm on a tour. I'm traveling, mm-hmm. And phone dies in the middle of the tour. Here I am, tour's over. Everybody's walking away. I am phoneless in a city, in a town. I don't know which way is up, down, over. It's not like I'm lost in Los Angeles where I could like, oh, at least that's City Hall. I'll walk towards that. Yeah. No, I have no frame of reference.
Sounds scary.
It was very scary. It was very not smart. But what can I say? The founding fathers looked kindly on me. And thankfully, there was somebody on the tour who noticed I was in distress and offered to share their Uber and have the Uber send me the rest of the way to my hotel. Otherwise, I was in for probably what would have been a spooky, if not scary, night.
Wow.
Yes. So thank you. Whatever spirits were watching over me yeah. that evening. Yes, because I would have been lost in the oldest part of Philadelphia. Not a lot of people around. Yeah. So anyway, thank you.
Interesting.
Spirits of Philadelphia. Anyway, so there's a lot of tours. I know you have your fantasy list of tours. I have my fantasy list of tours. If you could go on any tour this year, money's no object. Just you will magically be at that location on that tour. What kind of tour or what location are you looking at?
You know, I think they should do one for, or maybe we should start one for the 24-hour restaurants of L.A. I don't know if there aren't too many left, to be honest. I mean, there's like the famous ones like Cantor's and Dupar's, but there's not that many Dupar's left. But I feel like those places that are always going, the energy still remains, you know, the goings on. I feel that those kinds of places that are always open, there's got to be a time where the ghosts are out, maybe 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. But yeah, 24 hour. That and the Jewish delis of Los Angeles. Those would be my bucket list ghost tours.
Wow. Okay, so I'm not as imaginative, but I would love to go on a tour of Alcatraz, an evening tour. I know there's so much lore surrounding that place, and it's gone through so many incarnations, and there, you know, and just being there, even if you're there on like a regular old day, you can definitely feel an energy.
Yeah.
So that would definitely be one of the places. And let's see, if I could create my own ghost tour, I do love a diner. I do love a deli. But I don't know. I do also love Los Angeles. And I love the history of Los Angeles and all the characters who have been associated with Los Angeles. So if there was like an L.A. City ghost tour, an L.A. City Hall ghost tour would be amazing. I like L.A. City Hall very much. Whenever I do pass through, I like to go inside. I know that at the top, you know, there's an observation deck, so you can go up there. But I like to think of all of the people who made Los Angeles what it is today and how they've walked through those doors, what the effect that they've had, how they've shaped the city into what it is now. I would love an LA City ghost tour. And yeah, maybe it's boring. Maybe it's the ghost of old city council members just there talking in front of, you know, in City Hall. But I don't care. I'm down. I want to hear the LA City Council ghosts yakety yakking. Or LA City Library, a place open to the public. I'm sure a place that's seen so many different citizens. Definitely. Of all walks of life. Yeah. And a beautiful building. That's just not a bad place to spend a day. So City Hall or the City Library, that's where I would want to have my ghost tour.
Would you incorporate Hollywood or would you stick to like, you know, the hoi polloi of the city?
I'm definitely a hoi polloi person. I know that actors and actresses of old Hollywood are definitely a cottage industry and
for sure.
Psychics too. I believe I attended one ghost tour where they spent some time talking about the psychics of Hollywood. But I don't know. I'll be honest, if you sit me in front of an LA City Council member ghost who's talking about like infrastructure of like the 20s or the 30s, I will be enraptured. I don't care. It's two favorite things. Infrastructure, LA, and then a third favorite thing, ghosts. I'll sit there and I'll let them do their thing. Hopefully they get closure. I don't know.
Yes, absolutely. You know, there's a side note, but I feel like the Hollywood aspect of LA, which is like people who are not native here, we kind of see that. I feel, I shouldn't say we, but they're like transitory. They're not from here, and they always seem to be going away from here. I don't know. That's, you know what I mean. I don't feel like the local LA population is different than the Hollywood movie actor.
I absolutely believe that, because when I go do anything Hollywoody, like, you know, go, oh, let me go take the red line to the Kodak Theater, it definitely feels touristy. It definitely does not feel authentic. I don't really buy the little, you know, Marilyn Monroe trinkets or little things like that. I'm more inclined to buy something probably from the City Library's gift shop. Like, oh, this is cool. This says LA City Library on it. It definitely does not feel the same.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited. Hopefully we can go on a ghost tour together in the near future. All the ghost tours.
Yeah.
All the time. Forever.
I think we should or start these like amazing ideas that we just threw out. Right
now. Yes. Everybody, please watch me wax poetic about long dead city council That's members. Right. That sounds like the best time.
Okay. And now it's time for Ghost Guidance. A spot for us to rate and share anything ghost or spaghetti related that we are compelled to mention. Red, what have you got?
Okay, so today I'm leaning into the spaghetti side of things. I want to recommend a chain restaurant that probably doesn't get as much love as it should. Talking about my old pal, the Old Spaghetti Factory. Let me be honest, I have never been to a spaghetti factory I didn't like. I usually love the aesthetic. I love the decor. I love how it's a little vintage, a little old school, but it doesn't feel too contrived. A little, but not as much as an Applebee's. I'll take it. I also kind of love the menu. I won't say I'm ashamed to admit that. I like how you can get a full course meal, and I'm talking like a salad, the bread, the entree and the dessert for a pretty good price. I've never received bad service at a spaghetti factory, and believe you me, their spaghetti mizithra is amazing. So if you like spaghetti, awesome, you're one of our folks. Cool. Spaghetti with red sauce rocks. But the mizithra spaghetti is kind of a different breed of cat. It is a brown butter cheese spaghetti, and it is just amazing. Amazing, amazing. They give you the right amount, and by a right amount, like, they give you an amount where, like, okay, you get it, you have a good amount. But honestly, if they gave me, like, a bucket of it, I can't say the bucket would not be missing. Man, it is so good. Please do yourself a favor and try the spaghetti out. Or maybe like do it side by side, and like you can have like the regular spaghetti and the mizithra spaghetti just so you can appreciate how good the latter is. All right. So what do you got?
That's pretty good. I have a ghost story.
Ooh.
A classic by Arthur Machen, who wrote the story called The White People. And it's really creepy. It's more of a supernatural, like, fever dream. It's like a stream of consciousness. I don't think there's a framework, and then there's just a paragraph that's like 7 pages long, which sounds bad when I say that out loud, but it's good, and it reads, it's really creepy. Definitely recommend. It's old, so you gotta forgive it for that, but it's definitely one of the classic ghost stories.
All right, I love a classic ghost story.
So that's this week's episode of Ghost Spaghetti. I hope this episode left you dying for more. If you know of an LA-based ghostly tale,
or if you want to tell us about your favorite thing about the Spaghetti Factory,
please email us at ghostspaghettipodcast@gmail.com.
To spook us on Instagram, find us at ghostspaghettipodcast, or find us and our ghost notes at ghostspaghetti.com. Catch you later, meatballs.